Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. The context of Acts 16 is the Philippian jailer. Here, the prison has been opened, the prisoners have been set free, and under Roman law, their life was required of his, and so he started to commit suicide. But before he did, he heard this encouraging statement, "Sir, do yourself no harm. We are all here." And upon that comforting statement, the greatest question ever asked comes, "What must I do to be saved?" Some have suggested that there are over 2,000 questions in the Bible. If that be true, Acts 16, verses 30 and 31 is the greatest. Friend, how have you answered this question? It is a great question. It's a question that my eternal destiny turns on. Have we answered it properly? Well, let's see what the Bible says you've got to do to be saved. First, you've got to hear the Word of God and understand it is the only way of salvation. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Are you listening to the Word of God alone today for salvation? If so, you've got to then believe Jesus is God's Son. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I am He, you'll surely die in your sins." Then you must be willing to repent. In Acts 3, verse 19, Peter preached, "Repent and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." Once you've repented, you must also confess the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "If you won't confess me before men, neither will I confess you before the Father who is in heaven." Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33. And then you must also be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And here was the answer, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins." Friend, have you answered the greatest question this way? Have you answered it by being obedient to the gospel? This question is so important that if you answer it wrong, you'll spend eternity with the devil. We're begging you today, answer this question correctly. Obey the gospel.
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.